Welcome to the Collared Carpenter Podcast with Reverend Rick Zapp. Conversations of Love is a weekly podcast series with his wife, Amy, to explore relationships, faith, and everyday life. Don't forget to like and subscribe to this podcast, or check out our Patreon page for more products and information. Now, here's Rick and Amy.
Blessings, miracles, and peace to you today. I am Reverend Rick, also known as the Collared Carpenter.
And I'm Amy Zaff, Rick's wife.
And we're here today to do a podcast as we continue the conversations on love. And today's episode, we're actually going to be diving into different dating ideas.
Yes, we are. We had talked about in one of the previous podcasts that you should change things up a bit. So we thought that maybe we should explain that in better detail. So one thing to grow your relationship with one another is to come up with some date ideas with one another. And you guys can come up with your own date ideas, but we thought we would sit down with you and go over a couple of ideas that we think are wonderful date ideas that you can do.
I mean, the other night, our teenage daughter even asked us, "Hey, Mom and Dad, what was your first date?" And we actually had a trouble trying to figure out what we know when we met, but we were like trying to figure out, well, what was that first date actually about? What did we do? And so it becomes one of those that, are the dates going to be memorable? Are they going to be the everyday? Are they going to be you being able to spend time with a future spouse that you enjoy spending time with? This is you getting to know them, them getting to know you, and being able to really share yourself and grow together.
Yeah, and one of the things that we came up with is creating a personalized scavenger hunt. That is something our daughter loves to do for us. For birthdays, for any special occasion. She puts so much thought into it. She writes us all these clues. And we have to hunt, basically, for our little surprises, love notes, little gifts. And it's really a fun thing to do, and especially to see her face light up while we're on the scavenger hunt. But we thought, well, why not do a personalized scavenger hunt with your spouse? Because that could be really special and a super fun thing to do for one another.
And truly, are you going to really look towards your spouse and see that that is exciting, that it lights up their life, their day, their joy? Or are you just going to be giving them a gift and say, here you go, open it up? So it's in building, it's in anticipation, it's in creating together, it's in experiencing those things together. So some of these today ideas are just very simple, but also some of them are the creative parts where you can really dive in and make it unique to both of you as a couple.
Another idea that we had for a date idea is going outside and hiking with one another or going camping.
And it's one of those that if you love the great outdoors and you're able to get outdoors, especially after we've come through a pandemic and people were stuck inside for so long, being able to have a change of place, a change of scenery, a change of environment does something for your psyche. And it also does something for being able to join together with one another, that you're able to accomplish this together. You're able to love one another. Even maybe it's not so easy sleeping on the ground together, or maybe it is. It's one of those that you experiencing these things together.
Mm-hmm. You can walk through the park together, do stargazing at night together and just really enjoy time in nature and just visiting with one another. Now, if outdoor
isn't your thing,
yeah, there's other things you can do together. One thing that would be interesting is if you made a bucket list together.
And that bucket list can include any and all things. But truly coming to understand your partner, your spouse, and it's like, what are they looking forward to? What are some of the things that could bring them joy in this? And really understanding them. And so maybe your bucket list is a big expensive of, we want to go to Hawaii, or I want to spend Friday evenings with you once a month to just have you and me together. That can be on a bucket list. And so exploring those concepts or those ideas together, I've even encouraged clients when I've given couples counseling before as a marriage and family therapist here in Texas, that it's like, take it to the next step and start to learn about the other person.
And I really liked, Rick had a really good idea about going on a date where the husband gets to choose what the wife is going to wear. He picks out her clothes. Explain that, Rick. That was a really good idea.
So I had an older couple. He was in his 60s, and he's like, I want a renewed sense of intimacy. And, you know, often sometimes we just think that that's sexual, and it's not. It's being able to come to know that person on a different level. And so I was like, okay, so we're going to take this to a different level. And I was like, so how often do y'all go out to dinner? And he was like, well, not that often, but, you know, we'll do it for special occasions like anniversaries or whatever. And I was like, okay, so let's try something different. And that's what I love, that phrase. Let's try something different. And so I encouraged him. I was like, okay, so how about you pick out her clothes for the evening? She picks out your clothes for the evening, and y'all get dressed up and go for a night on the town. Maybe it's just a restaurant. Maybe it's going out for, you know, a movie or whatever it might be. But I was like, just in by changing it up, just by doing something a little bit different, see how that changes your intimacy level. See how that changes your understanding of the other person. Maybe it's not something that they would necessarily pick out, but that you love how it looks on them. Or, you know, maybe that scent, that favorite perfume or cologne that they hardly wear, especially during the pandemic where you really didn't have to get dressed up at all or, you know, look or smell nice. But it's like, what is that other partner looking for? And so, like I said, I encourage them to do that and to try it and to try something different.
Mm-hmm. We've actually done that where you've picked out my outfit and I've picked out your outfit, and that was fun and surprising because I didn't know. I would have never picked the outfit he picked for me. So that was neat. Another thing that couples can do is go and visit open houses together and spend the day going and looking at houses that are open. And just to have fun and to spend time with one another.
And so, once again, this is the experience of spending time together. And not that you're out in the market to buy a house. But when you go into a house like that, when it's an open house, you can look at things and be like, look at how they painted that wall. Look at what they did in this living room. Look at in the backyard, how much possibility there is to change it. And to, so you create and you come up with ideas and you have that shared experience together. Now, of course, they're going to ask you, are you willing to buy this house or put down some money today? And no, you're not. You're just there to look and to browse and just like window shopping, when you go, shopping down Main Street, USA, the same thing holds true here. It's like go and experience something a little bit different.
Another thing couples can do is sit down with one another and quiz each other. Ask questions on your date and find out more about each other and certain things about them.
And oftentimes you'll maybe do this in the start of a relationship. You want to get to know that new person, and so you'll ask all sorts of different questions. But then as time goes on, we become tied up to the everydays, the who's got this schedule, who's going to the grocery store or the supermarket. Who's picking up the kids? Who's doing this? And the conversations don't focus around who you are as a person. What is it that gives you joy? What is it that you can go ahead and talk through? And down in the show notes, you'll look at a couple of different questions that I've put in there that are really good primers or good ones to start with each other to continue the conversation and to really ask that of the other person.
Another thing that couples can do is to go wine tasting or to hop from restaurant to restaurant. You had mentioned something the other night that couples could go to restaurants and they could critique the restaurant together and they could kind of be on a mission. Like each week, maybe try a different restaurant and really critique the restaurant to one another just for fun.
And that fun comes in not that you're trying to bash the restaurant whatsoever, but that you're truly trying to experience something new. Even if it's a restaurant that you would usually always go to, order something different off of the menu and experience that together. Experience it in tasting with one another. And if you are going like to a winery, as you're experiencing those, talk about the differences. The person at the winery will have all these different scents and flavors that they say that you can smell and taste, and that doesn't always hold true. But it's like, what are you experiencing together and being able to share with one another? I know we went to a winery one time. And then just took a glass of wine out on their back porch and talked for such a long time and just enjoyed the nature and enjoyed the area. And then when we went back in, they invited us to come back and come grape picking during their harvest season. And they do that. And so even these small co-op type wineries and family wineries, you can really get to know them just like a family restaurant that's owned by someone, and really get to experience it.
Right, and you can volunteer your time as a couple. They'll go help families in need, making food for families in need or homeless, and spending time reaching out to those that are less fortunate. You can also go and walk along the beach if you're in an area that's by a beach. One thing we had discussed is looking at Airbnbs. There's so many Airbnbs. And that's kind of the new thing is to visit an Airbnb. And there's so many neat ones that you can go to and really experience something different and spend time in a different new location with one another, where you're away from all the distractions and the busy and craziness of the world around you. Another idea is doing a Bible study together. Rick and I just purchased a Bible study that we had heard really good reviews about. We haven't started it yet, but that's one thing we'd like to start to do is a Bible study together as a couple. And the Bible study we got has scripture in it and it tells you what to read, but then it has a lot of discussion points in it for where what to talk about. So that's a neat thing to do with one another.
And as you're sharing faith, you're also coming closer to God. And for some couples, the God concept is so very different. Well, he thinks this way and she feels that way. I hear that all the time in couples counseling. And so actually being able to, you know, have a Bible study together, have a video series that you're watching. And we've talked about this before, about the different video series in prayer to be able to grow in faith. And so in growing in your faith, you're also, as you're going closer to God, there's this concept of the triangle. God's on one point and both spouses are on the other points. And as you grow closer together, going up, you're leading yourself closer and closer to God. And it can be difficult because some spouses don't want to do that. They don't want to share, or they haven't had the experience of sharing or being in a right environment. And so being able to explore that, talking that over with a priest or a pastor, if there are difficulties there, but being able to share faith is so very important. And one small step is a Bible study or prayer, whatever it might be, just in faith coming together. Like before we started this, because nothing was coming together. Your schedule ran over. I set up everything here. I put the SD card in to record, and then it said it was invalid. And I thought, well, maybe it's full because we've recorded all these podcasts. So then you erase it, and you try it again, and it says, nope, invalid. And then, you know, so it was like one thing after the next, and I finally said, okay, let's just pray. Before we start, let's pray. And so in coming together and praying together, it's you're refocusing on what is most important.
Mm-hmm. We didn't really talk about this, but one idea that I had was you can work on a DIY project together, because Rick and I do lots of DIY. He does lots of honeydews a lot, mostly. But we do.
The list is unending.
It is. But we do a lot of DIY. We've done pretty much everything together. And that's a fun way to really get to know your spouse and to really spend quality time. And plus, it's entertaining at times, especially when things don't quite work out that you're trying to construct together.
Yeah, we are experts at that part too. It's like, okay, now take it apart and rebuild it again because it doesn't fit right. So, but you know, when you talk about DIY, I mean, it also can be as simple as putting together a bookcase that you might have gotten at the store, or but doing it together instead of, well, you go and do this and I'll go and do that. It's, we're doing it together, you know, and even going ahead and doing puzzles. It's like, as you're doing puzzles, and you're making this face because you hate puzzles, but you know, as couples, you know, come together, it's those things that they enjoy. So maybe as they're constructing, so to speak, this puzzle, it's just being able to share time. And some people will talk during it because they're more verbal. And other people, it's just in the silence of being with one another. You know, you kind of wonder when you go to a restaurant and you see that older couple in their 80s and they're sitting there at the booth and they're not really talking, but they're just in each other's presence. You know, it's like, is that really a relationship? And as you'll come to understand, relationships continue to grow and nurture. And just by being with one another, you can grow in the relationship.
One thing that Rick and I enjoy doing is cooking together. Sometimes we'll find recipes that are new that we've never tried before, and we'll make it together and work together. One of us is the sous chef and the other one's the MasterChef.
And that wasn't your thing when we first met.
Oh no, I didn't know how to cook anything.
And so it's like, well, let's share this together. Let's create together. And then as we've come now to, you know, cook all gluten-free for us, it's what we're always having to cook. So it's like, okay, well, what can we create together that's not the same old that we've always go to, that's our go-to? You know, what new flavors or spices or dishes? And then what are the standbys? Because instead of saying, well, you go ahead and cook the spaghetti sauce, it's like, here, let's cook this then together.
Mm-hmm. Another idea that we've had is taking a dance class together. Rick doesn't enjoy dancing, but that would be a fun thing. And just talking to one another and asking each other what kind of things you might want to try.
But it's one of those, too, that as you go and experience new types of dances, that you can become really good at it. And as you improve and improve, you're improving this skill with your partner, with that person that you love, and that becomes you. You know, you'll then be noticed for that couple that dances so well together, or that couple that does this together. And it's a great modeling for others, because today there aren't necessarily great models out there to look towards. And that's why we started this podcast, was to try to give other ideas to couples, that it's okay. You know, you continue to grow. You need encouragement. You need those ideas. And after 22 years, this week, it's like we continue to still learn things about one another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you need more ideas, there's so many ideas. Since we have such great technology now, you can do a search and find all kinds of date ideas. You can find date ideas to do if you don't want to spend a lot of money, if you do want to spend a lot of money. And one really good source is Pinterest, to go look on Pinterest to look for ideas to do on a date, or to look for ways to spend time with your spouse. And there's a lot of ideas on there that we actually looked on Pinterest and saw a lot of ideas we hadn't really thought of. Some of the ideas we had done together, but it's always good just to kind of look around and see and discuss it with one another of some things you might want to try together. Now, we had mentioned in the previous podcast that one of the things that Rick and I do is we each have journals, and we call them our love journals. And you could purchase a journal, just a little writing journal for your spouse. And you each could have one, and you can try to write in it to each other a little love letter or a little note of appreciation occasionally, and then place that out in a special location so they know you've written in it. And that's just a very nice bonding.
Or even love notes.
Right, love notes.
Creating little notes that, you know, it doesn't have to be by text message, but you can actually create little notes and you can hide them places. And they'll come to experience them and hopefully find them.
Rick used to do that when we were first dating. He doesn't do that anymore.
I send love texts.
He does do that.
And so, you know, but it's once again, it's doing it and doing something different. And sometimes people feel more from the spontaneity. It's like, oh, they were spontaneous and that meant so much to the other partner. Or it's also the routine. It's like, oh, I know every Monday there's going to be a note from my spouse on the kitchen table, that I'm looking forward to it. So however you design it, whether random, spontaneous, scheduled, it's those types of things that come to build you together as a couple. So it's one of those also that as you look at it, it can be, as Amy had said earlier, just going out and stargazing. But oftentimes too, what about sitting there or holding hands as you watch the sunset? Or how many of you actually get up early, make the other person a cup of coffee or tea, and go out and watch the sunrise together? So once again, it's all those different things that you can go ahead and try and give date ideas. Now, honestly, when I had my counseling office way back when, the most widely checked out book that I had was the 101 Ways to Say I Love You. And I would encourage the guys that came in for couples counseling to take this and to give them ideas. And so, as Amy was saying, look up on Pinterest or look up and do a Google search or whatever on different ways. And keep that quote unquote in your back pocket to know that, we have to change it up. Maybe take them and print them all out, cut them up into little tiny pieces and put them in a hat or a jar. And it's like, okay, Friday night, let's pull out what we're gonna do. And as you pull it out, that spontaneity of, oh, it says that we're gonna watch the sunrise, or oh, we're gonna go to karaoke, or oh, we're gonna go to open mic night. It's those types of experiences then that you're like, okay, let's go for it, and you go on that adventure together. One of the things that I saw on the sheet was make a time capsule.
Oh, yeah, I did see that idea.
And we talked about this before that, you really treasured that book with all the memories that I put into it. And that's again one of those time capsule moments. And it's like, well, when you look at it 5 years down the road, when you look at it 25 years down the road, when you look at it 25 days down the road, it's like, what is that time capsule going to reveal about both of you as individuals growing, or both of you together as you grew in your relationship? So, once again, we encourage you to go out and try something different. Go out and experience, and maybe you're not the athletic type, and it's being able to do the indoor activities instead. But it's going and experiencing those things together as a couple. So once again, I encourage you, look in the show notes, look at some of the different resources that we've put together. Go out and experience it. Even in your comments, let us know what type of experiences you've loved to go ahead and do together as a couple. And maybe you'll have something unique that you'll be able to share with those here on the platform.
Yeah, we hope our ideas have inspired you to try something new, and it will help to grow your relationship stronger with one another.
So as always, we encourage you, we hope, we pray that you'll share this message, share this podcast with others, so that we continue to touch others' lives and to continue to help you grow in love, to not only grow in love together, but to grow in love of God. And as we share together and grow together, know that we're here always for prayers and for so much more. And so we look forward to sharing something with you here in the future. But as always, please like and subscribe and share, or hit the bell notification, whatever it might be on the platform, or even go ahead and join us on our Patreon page to help support us. But as always, blessings, miracles, and peace to you today. God love y'all, and have a wonderful week.